Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech News is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for everyone. Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech News. It's Monday the 26th of September 2011. All the technology news from the previous weekend in around 5 minutes. So Apple, with a hoo and a ha and a ying yang ying, actually opened all of their Far East stores. Yes, the one in Nanjing opened in Shanghai and it looked absolutely super gorgeous. Weekend of the Grand Prix, so probably they could have picked a better one. And the Hong Kong store opened and it's huge. It's friggin' enormous. This thing's fantastic. It looks great. It really is nice. And ladies, don't wear short skirts if you want to go here because there's a glass spiral staircase smack in the middle and everyone will see your parts. Yeah, not good. Apple is also aiming for a 4th of October media event, allegedly. According to the rumours, they're going to have it at Cupertino as well. It's not going to be at the Yerba Buena Centre. So that means that Tim's going to get a nice little compact and bijou auditorium so he can have just enough people there so he doesn't feel too intimidated for his first one. Oh, nice one, Tim. But all in the garden is not rosy for Apple, it would seem. Another Trojan has surfaced. It's the F-Secure PDF. It's a PDF file that comes in via your mail, and when you open it, it then puts in a backdoor to your computer so they can see everything that you've got, including your credit card numbers and that kind of stuff, if you ever put them in. You've got to click on it to open it, so make sure you turn the auto-open functions off on your Mac, and if you don't know how to do that, go and see Dr. Happy Mac, he'll tell you. If you haven't done so already, then update your Google Plus application on the iPhone because it means that you can join in with Hangouts. Providing you've got a front-facing camera, you can get in with video as well as, and of course it's free. Whether it works with 5 yet, I don't know. I'm going to go and upgrade it this morning and see. Amazon has got a media event set for Wednesday, September the 28th. Yes, they will be there. They will be giving out their tablet, no doubt, according to all the rumours, but no one knows for sure. It's an Amazon press conference at 9 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I think they've done time change by then, though, so you may want to check. Tevian have released the 28208. It's a satellite receiver. It comes with a dish that goes on a sucker mount and wall mounts, and it's got a little box that interprets everything that's out there. You can point it at any of the satellites that you like, and it will keep going, and it looks fine, and it gives you all the free channels that are out there. And it's only £90. The little sucker's perfect for sticking it to the roof of your wagon if you're a lorry driver, or the roof of your car or your caravan if you're away. It's built for people that are mobile. Good news is, of course, because it's Tevian, it's going to be on sale at Aldi, one of our favourite electronic shops. Philips have released the Android-based Go Gear Connect portable media player. It's now available for pre-order if you're that excited about it for $169, and it's only got 8GB of RAM available on it, and it'll only go up to 16 if you buy the more expensive version at $200. It's very forgettable, it has to be said. If you want it, then fine, form a queue, but you'll be the only one in it. A new Japanese application plans to embarrass you if you oversleep. You put it on your iPhone, and when you set your iPhone alarm, if you hit snooze, it tweets out a really embarrassing message. It says, "From today, I'm going to head to work via a unicycle. I want to buy a fast red Ferrari and a horse to pull it. Just as I thought, I want to become an air stewardess." All of those phrases are available to you if you go and get it, but it's Okite, O-K-I-T-E. I don't know whether it just tweets them out in Japanese or not, or whether you can get an English version. We'll see. iOmega has released the Ego Helium Portable Hard Drives. They're very nice and flashy, and they're silvery, aluminium-y type stuff. They do a 1TB drive for $149 and a 500GB drive for $99. I thought that was a bit expensive, I have to say. But they're 2.5-inch drives, so I'm supposing that's probably not as bad as I think. Now, they always say you get enough monkeys and leave them for long enough and they'll create the complete works of Shakespeare. Well, someone's done just that. They've got a whole load of virtual Amazonian monkeys and they've managed to recreate A Lover's Complaint, which is a sonnet by Shakespeare. I don't know how it all worked and I can't read the story and make head nor tail of it, but it's available on Slashdot if you want to go and have a look. And finally, a dad wanting to convince his kids that Ewoks were real. So they went on holiday in the wilderness with him, and he came back and photoshopped a pile of Ewoks into their pictures. So when the kids looked at the pictures, they thought that Ewoks were real. You arse, mate, because someday you're going to have to explain that you lied to them. It's bad enough with Santa Claus. Oh no, plot spoiler. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then you can send it to us at bageltechnews@gmail.com or follow us on the website at bageltechnews.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, YouTube and Facebook at bageltechnews. We'll be back again on Wednesday with a roundup of the previous 48 hours news as normal. I hope you have a good day. Thanks for listening.